Yesterday, we heard the story of Lazarat, a village in Albania that was known as Europe's pot-growing capital until police took it out of business a few years back. It's illegal to grow pot in Albania, but it still happens all across the country, and Albania continues to be a major supplier of marijuana for the rest of Europe. Here's Nate Tabak again on the front lines of Albania's war on weed.
I'm in an Albanian state police SUV. The driver, Elton, is a commander. He's a beefy guy in his early 40s with a shaved head. We're part of a small convoy in a mountainous part of the country. Soon we pass a boulder with a marijuana leaf graffitied on it.
Saw the marijuana graffiti.
Though for Elton, pot isn't a laughing matter.
Teenagers smoke too much on them.
He spends about half the year going after it. Elton soon pulls off to the side of the narrow road, our first stop. We get out and enter the dense woods. We follow a barely visible path for a few minutes, then we reach an improvised wire fence. On the other side is a garden, full of marijuana plants.
We're going to cut him, cut that.
The officers take some samples as evidence. The rest they destroy. They start by hacking the plants. Then comes the gasoline, and then it all goes up in flames. Operations like this take place all across Albania during the growing season, May to October. Most of it's in small, hard-to-find places on public land, often up in the mountains. And the growers are usually long gone before police arrive. Another officer radios in. He's on the next mountain over with a pair of binoculars, and he's found another pot farm, so we hit the road. This crackdown isn't going down well with everyone in Albania. Opposition lawmakers accuse police of selective enforcement, and in some cases outright helping growers and traffickers with government connections. Elton says he doesn't pay much attention to that.
I speak with work, you know? I cut every day plants, every day. I cut millions of euros.
We stop next to a cluster of houses and head through a field and into the woods. Soon, another small pot crop, maybe 100 plants. And so the officers get started. They cut, and they burn. Meanwhile, Elton is focused on a clue. It's a hose, a few hundred feet long. It leads to a small cottage, basically abandoned, but the house next door isn't. So Elton goes to question the family. He emerges a few minutes later. His face is red. He's frustrated because the family denied knowing about the pot, and he can't do anything about it.
Do you believe that?
What do you think? I believe it.
Elton continues in Albanian. He says they went easy on the family because I'm here.
Is your hope by doing contacts like this and doing that you're discouraging people from planting? Is that kind of the...
In short, Elton says that's not the point. People know they can go to jail, and they plant anyway. But he says that by going after the little guy, the cops can get closer to the bigger players, like the large-scale traffickers.
This we're doing today is one part of our job. The other part is we are hunting for the big fish.
We start to head back to the station, but then something happens. And at this point, my recorder is turned off. But as we drive through a village called Noia, young guys sitting at a cafe start howling at the convoy, like a dog or wolf. Elton hits the brakes, and then I start recording again. Elton gets out, and he and the other officers march across the road. They're shouting. Elton threatens to take them all in. "We're just villagers," a young guy replies. Another one says the police have destroyed them with their raids. They say, why don't you focus on a big marijuana center a few hours to the south and leave us alone? It looks like they're about to come to blows, but an older man steps in and calms everyone down. The officers return to their cars.
What just happened?
The people are unhappy when we come here and react in different ways. Somebody... make like a wolf. Ooh, ooh.
Why did you decide to stop the car and talk with these guys?
To see that probably I have one wolf.
Did you find a wolf?
No.
What did you find?
There was a couple of wolves.
In other words, they found troublemakers, but no big fish. For the world, Nate Tabak, Kruja, Albania.
Nate's stories from Albania were supported by the Pulitzer Center on Crisis Reporting. We have video of Albanian police cutting down and burning illegal pot crops at PRI.org.